Welcome to Kingsway Caringbah, a community inspired by love to live differently. We're so glad you're here with us, engaging with God's word and taking your next step toward experiencing God, community and mission in a richer and fuller way. If you'd like to join us at one of our church locations, connect into a small group, make a financial gift, or to discover more about Kingsway, head to kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app. Simply search Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this teaching will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
God, we do acknowledge that your name is powerful, is beautiful, is wonderful. We just declare that you are King and Lord this morning. Thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you're doing. We come expectant of what you will continue to do this morning. God, I pray that your spirit would speak to us, that your presence would stir in us, that your word would challenge us and encourage us this morning. God, this is not about what I have to say. It's about what you have to say. And I surrender to that in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, team. Well, it's great to see you this morning, and I am excited and expectant of God and what He is doing in our midst. I said to Jen when she arrived this morning, she said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I feel really anxious this morning because I feel that what God has laid on my heart is really important." And I felt the weight of that. And coming into the service this morning, you know, I had to put out 4 or 5 new rows of chairs. Haven't done that for a while. And I knew that what God was doing was important and special and unique and critical moment in the life of who we are as His church. And then we hear the stories and the testimonies and the worship and people sharing what God is doing and what God is up to and what God's done in their week and what God's done in their life. And again, I just know that this is such a strategic moment that God is doing His thing. And it fits so well into what I believe God laid on my heart to share this morning, because my prayer for this church over the last 7 years in particular has been very simple. And it kind of went along the lines of this: Jesus, build your church. Amen. In Matthew 16, 18 to 19, and I'll throw this up on the screen. Thanks, Muzz. Need one of those buzzers right now, eh, Jolly? And this is what it says. "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock," so Peter's just declared who Jesus is as the Son of God, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." In a sense, that's been my prayer for our church. Jesus, come and build your church, because there's this incredible promise in that scripture that when Jesus builds His church, we are unstoppable. Unstoppable. Because the gates, not even the gates of hell, can prevail against the church when Jesus builds it. And not only that, Jesus says, "I will give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." Now, I don't know about you, but the keys to the kingdom of heaven are much bigger than the keys to the Kingswood.
The keys to the kingdom of heaven, what Jesus is saying is that everything that is the kingdom, everything, think about that. The power, the joy, the peace, the promise, the hope, the healing, the provision. Everything that is the kingdom of God is released into your hands.
I'd say amen to that. The word that Jesus uses translates directly from the Greek word, which is not that I can pronounce Greek very well, or okademia, demio, and it literally means this: to construct, edify, and make confident. So when you think about Jesus' promise, when Jesus says, "I will build my church," what he's saying is, "I will construct, I will edify, and I will make confident my church." I'm going to go off the page. Did you know that this year, our three churches will baptize over 55 people? Now, to me, and it probably, we're not over yet, so it'll probably hit 60, maybe more. That's what a church looks like when Jesus is building it. We're not forcing it. We're not programming it. Jesus is building it. And I don't tell you that to be like tick a box. I tell you that because I have a unique privilege perspective on us as three churches that not everybody has. So I see what God's doing at Sea Change. I see what God's doing at Caring Bar. I see what God's doing in Cambodia because I'm present and involved and engaged in all three. We are not just us, which is pretty cool. We're a bigger family than that. Did you know that in the first time since 1953, our churches are completely 100% debt-free? That's pretty spectacular. That God has graced us with a $6 million property that we own nothing on. I mean, if that's not the favor and blessing of Jesus building his church, did you know that for the first time in about 7 years, our three churches are giving is over budget, not under budget? Come on! To me, that is what it looks like, smells like, and feels like when Jesus is building his church. Now, it's been hard work, and a lot of people have made a lot of sacrifice. But that's kind of what it means and looks like when Jesus builds his church. Did you know that across our three churches every week, we serve, love, minister, and pray for over 300 people that don't yet know Jesus? Like, I'm just not sure you know this stuff, because we're not a church that's about this on a Sunday. We're way more than that. And over the course of a week, the number of people that come and connect in with our community that are not yet proclaiming Jesus as Lord continues to increase. Through our youth programs, I mean,
was talking to Macca this weekend about what God's doing at Sea Change Youth and the people that he is bringing in that are so lost and broken, not just from the Shire. These people are coming from Bexley and Cogger and Hurstville to come and experience and encounter what God is doing there. It's what it looks like, smells like, and feels like when Jesus builds his church. You know, God is at work in places and people and environments and that we don't see. And one of the reasons I love the testimony is because it's beginning to bring those things out into the open so that as a church we can realize and see that there is more to us than this. Because if this is all we're seeing, we're missing out on 95% of what God is doing. Because this is only part of it. And it's a small part. It's a good part. I love it. But it's only a small part of what God is doing. Did you know that Platform 9, our ministry to the homeless and victims of domestic violence, is now recognized in New South Wales as the most successful rehousing program? Look, we're not necessarily good at this. God is. You know, because I know sometimes we just like feel like we have no idea what we're doing. But God does. Because that's what it looks like when Jesus builds his church. You know, if you look at that text, for me, we've got to get to that place where we're going, Jesus, build your church. Jesus, because there's four options the church has, right? And I'll put them up on the screen for you. We build our church. Jesus builds our church. We build his church. Or option four, Jesus builds his church. And I got to tell you, there are seasons where I know we kind of get it a little bit confused. And I see it in the church globally that we get it confused. And if I was going to go into this a little bit more, but I won't. If you just throw the next slide up for me. When we build our church, we become religious. When Jesus builds our church, it becomes transactional. So what I mean by that is, God, if I do this, you'll do that for me. So it's a transaction, okay? And when we build his church, it becomes about success and performance and about how good we look. It's about building this thing and then presenting it to God and going, hey, look what we built for you, Jesus. But none of those, to me, represent Jesus building his church. As I said, I have this unique privilege of connecting and engaging with Kingsway, Sea Change, Caring Bar, Cambodia. And what I see and experience is a church becoming the church that Jesus builds. To me, this is an incredibly exciting vision. A church learning and growing in what it means to be engaged in the kingdom mission of changing our world, one life at a time. I believe that our world is in crisis. And I believe that the King and the Kingdom are the solution to the world's crisis. You know, God has established the church for the crisis that is present in our world. It is not our enemy. It is our opportunity.
It is why we exist. And as we continue to focus on the greater crisis that's out there in our world, our personal stuff will shift in perspective. Because there's a greater need and a greater crisis than exists beyond ourselves. And the issues that can seem big for some people in the church will become insignificant because there's a greater crisis. There's a greater opportunity. There's a world that needs to know, experience, encounter a living Jesus of hope, kindness, inclusion, and love. We are not focused as a church on the personal issue or program agendas, but on how we can change the world. And as a group of churches, we're not going to apologize for that. Because Jesus is building his church, and that is what light does to darkness. It changes everything. We are discovering that in becoming a kingdom-centered church, the problems that seem so all-consuming to our personal agendas and worlds are not as overwhelming as we thought. We are learning and discovering who we are. We are discovering through serving a new heart that enables us to be better husbands, wives, parents, friends, and leaders, because the world that we are committed to changing is also our own. And yet it is way bigger than that. The question is not whether we will change, because we will change. The question is, will we lead it or follow it? When Jesus builds his church, I believe we lead change in the world. Kingdom churches that Jesus builds measure their ministry by how their church is changing the world. They see their leadership as releasing the church to the world to bring light and salt and change and hope. Not to try and retain. It's about sending, not seeding. We no longer lead ministries that are simply serving the church, because we empower people in the mission of serving the world. The church that Jesus builds is known more for what it initiates than what it quits. It's known by the life and value that we add to community, not just what we stand against. You know, when God came up with the idea of the church, he was right in saying that I must build it. Jesus, build your church. It's his church. He created it, he designed it, and he needs to be the one to build it. Which means me as a leader need to get out of the way so that God can do that. Because it's not about me. It's not about my agenda, my needs, my wants. It's about Jesus and his. The church that Jesus builds is unique and powerful. It's different to what our world expects the church to be. It's different to what our world has experienced the church is. Because it's not legalistic and religious. It's not institutionalized. It's not even necessarily highly structured organization, but this organic, fluid culture of messy people. You lot are messy. God loves messy people. It's not religious, but relational. It's not transactional, but transformational. It's not interested in position or titles, but the posture of my heart. It's not my agenda, but God's. It's not inward focused, but outward driven. It's always changing, always growing, always developing, always moving forward. That is the church I see and experience as I engage in Caringbah, in Sea Change, and in Cambodia. Jesus is building his church, and I'm flipping excited about it. Are we perfect? No. Far from it. We are messy as. And we get it wrong and we make mistakes. The church that Jesus builds will look, smell, and sound like Jesus because he's the builder. And you know what? Not everyone's going to like that. Because it's confronting. It's confronting to those that want religion. It's confronting to those who want to exclude. It's confronting for those that don't want the needy and the lost and the homeless and the broken and the distraught and the homosexual to come to church. But Jesus does. And when Jesus builds his church, those people will come. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not. Because I want Jesus to build his church. The church that Jesus builds always includes, always accepts, always empowers, always loves. It is never about the church is here and mission is there. It's never about us and them. It's about everywhere, everyone, all created in the image of God. You know, the church that Jesus built never says, hey, we're the church here and mission is out there. No, mission is the kingdom way everywhere we go, in here and out there. Our mission is to you as much as it is to out there. It's just everywhere. The next slide says this. I think it's up there already. There you go. Beautiful. Thanks, Moz. When Jesus builds his church, it's about his presence. It's kingdom-focused, mission-driven, relational and inclusive, transformational, daring and initiative, innovative. The church that Jesus builds is a great church. It's an exciting church. It's a humble church. It's a generous church. It's a serving church. It's a unified church. It's a church noticed by and impacting its community. It's a church with favor, a church with influence, a faithful church, a fruitful church, a worshiping church, a church that is inspired by love to live differently. This is the church that I see, friends. not in a kind of look at us, conceited, arrogant kind of way, but kind of more in that proud dad moment when you look at your son or your daughter and go, I'm so proud of who you're becoming. And I'm so proud of who we're becoming. Are we there yet? No. But we're on the way. Because we care about the right things. And we're motivated by the important things. And we're seeking first the kingdom. And we're chasing the presence of God. And we're impacting our community. And our community is noticing us. And our community would notice if we ceased to exist. That's the church that Jesus builds. Let me pray. And it's 11 o'clock on the dot. So let's be still for a minute. We do stop to remember those, God, who sacrificed in honor of serving their country. We also want to honor those that have sacrificed and given so much in honor of serving you, the King of Kings and your kingdom, and this church over 60, 70 years. God, you are our priority. The King and your kingdom are the priority in this church that you are building. The kingdom is the center of our mission. The kingdom is the hope and the solution to the crisis in our world. And God, as a church, we have moved from simply supporting, attending. We have moved to being. Church that Jesus builds. God, I thank you for your church. As messy as it is, as complicated as it can be, as broken as it sometimes is, but it is a church that is chasing your heart, your agenda, your purpose, and your kingdom. And that is the church that you build. And that church is unstoppable. Amen to that. Rejoice.
love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. You are Jesus.
Church, God, you are worthy,
worthy of it all.
So worthy, God.
You are worthy of it all.
So, my God,
from you are all things, to you are all things, you deserve the glory.
We declare together that, Jesus, you are building your church.
Yes.
Well, let's agree together that, yes, God, Lord. Jesus, this is your church.
Your church,
Jesus,
Lord.
Build your church, because
your church,
we want no gates of hell to be able to prosper. We want to be the unstoppable movement of God. We want the keys to all that is the kingdom to be released
we
in and through your church.
Lord. We lift up the name of Jesus.
You know, I believe this morning that some of people here need a release of the kingdom in their life. Jesus is building his church, so we have the keys to everything that is the kingdom of God. So whether it's healing or breakthrough, whether it's provision, whether it's guidance, whether it's an answer, whether it's salvation, whether God is calling you in to that relationship with Jesus, maybe for the first time, maybe again, maybe God is saying, you need to take that step of faith and be baptized as well. Surrender. Make that declaration to the world of whose you are. Whatever is, the keys to the kingdom have been given to us. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And we have that in our hands. Jesus is building his church. He wants to release it in your life. So whatever's going on for you this morning, bring it to God. Bring it to Jesus. We want to pray with you and bless you and see his kingdom come and his will being done in your life, on earth as it is in heaven. Not on earth as it is down the road. Not on earth as it is in another church. Not on earth as it is in your experience. Not on earth as it is in your past. Not on earth as it is in where you've come from, where you've been, or what you've done, or what you've said, or what you've thought. Not on earth as it is in your other experiences in other countries, but on earth as it is in heaven.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. We pray that you would go from here fully aware of God's presence with you, to show his love, grace, and kindness to the world around you. If you have a story to share of how you've been inspired by God's love and the impact he has made in your life this week or the lives of others around you, we would love to hear from you. Simply email us at mystory@kingsway.org.au. We'd love to celebrate what God is doing in your life and be encouraged by your faith. Thanks again for being with us today. We cannot wait to connect again with you soon.